Thoughts for upgrading the overall scheme of the subdivision circuits, the Rabeaux-Becker closed circuits subdivisions of the body, inclusive of the grounding circuit. I have reason to suspect that I need to include the mouth as part of a Rabeaux-Becker closed circuit. In all likelihood, because it's in the area of the brain, it has to be a linear arrangement, non-lateral, which means the referencing electrode will probably be the forehead. Since I'm already switching, moving that grounding electrode point back and forth between the forehead and the mouth, that tells me that they have a relationship, and the whole facial area has been not addressed by my subdivisioning of the body. Except for one area, the forehead. So by moving the forehead grounding connection to the mouth, that tells me that, and because I still have mouth tension throughout the biocircuit session, that tells me that all the body is undergoing bliss and relaxation except the mouth area. It's an area that has not been addressed. So what I need are is one more Rabeaux-Becker circuit. Displace in the area of the face, displacing the grounding point at the forehead. Take it out momentarily before we notice where to put it, and instead put the two electrodes of a Rabeaux-Becker closed circuit in the facial area, in which one electrode goes to the forehead, the other goes to the mouth, inside the mouth. And if I had to use logic to figure out which is positive and which is negative, logic would tell me that it is not safe to encourage the dissipation or emission of mercury to come out of the silver mercury amalgam fillings within the mouth. So that means the direction has to be in reverse, which means I have to apply a positive charge to the mouth and a negative charge to the forehead. Thus, I'll be driving silver ions off of the silver commodity disc or silver wire, as the case may be, as my positive electrode inserted into the mouth, rather than driving mercury and silver out of the amalgam fillings within the teeth themselves. So, one way or another, there's going to be a movement of metallic ions. The question is which direction and which, and consequently, which metallic ions do I want to take the risk of movement? So I don't want the mercury to come out of the fillings. That's the last thing I want to do. So I want to apply a positive charge. Now that means I'm going to be driving silver into the mouth, and that is, and along with a positive ion flow, that means the mouth is going to be a focus of rebuilding itself. And that makes sense because my mouth has been deteriorating. The bone, the jawbone surrounding certain teeth in my lower jaw, possibly my upper jaw as well, literally has moved away from those teeth in question, the teeth that are slowly dying, if not partly necrotic at the root or fully necrotic. So I've got a deterioration of bony matter in the jaw. I've got a deterioration of dental matter in the teeth and the roots and the crowns, you know. I mean, I've literally, my mouth is deteriorating. And so I could apply a negative charge, but it's more efficacious to use Chapter 8 technology of Rabeaux-Becker's The Body Electric Book as opposed to Chapter 7, because Chapter 7 was strictly using the negative charge, while Chapter 8 uses the positive charge in combination with silver ions. And that gets better results. It kills bacteria, which is raging in my mouth, as you can imagine, helping to accelerate the deterioration that has already begun. It'll turn the inside of my mouth blue, and consequently, a lot of that is going to migrate probably to the outer facial area. Initially, well, it'll migrate to the whole body, but I mean, my lips will turn blue, my tongue, the inside walls of my mouth, my gums. But it should help regenerate the bony matter of my jaw and probably the dental enamel of my teeth. Whether or not it helps the teeth to be replaced, A, or B, simply build themselves up of their own accord, I don't know. But when I had discussions with a dentist, he wanted to charge me $30,000 to reconstruct my mouth, in addition to, you know, taking out the mercury fillings. I thought, you know, this is... I asked him one pointed question. I asked him, will this prevent further deterioration such that I won't have to come back for you to rebuild my mouth all over again? And he said no. He said the underlying teeth, he will add his structure on top of my pre-existing structure, what's left, you know, after all the deterioration that has happened up to this point. But he'll put his structure on top of my structure, but that's not going to guarantee that my substructure underneath his won't continue to deteriorate, meaning that his structure won't have something to stand on anymore. Give a few years and it'll just fall out and he'll have to replace his structure. So I thought, that sucks. What kind of, you know, $30,000 for him to go golfing somewhere because he failed to do his job? When you fix something, it's supposed to be permanent. It's not supposed to be a patch job. $30,000 patch job? You gotta be nuts. You might as well pull all the teeth out and save yourself the $30,000. Hey, very cheap, too. I said, well, that is an option. You know, so... needless to say, I didn't go with him, period. So what I did was I learned to take care of myself to slow down the degradation by taking bone meal tablets. And that helps. But it doesn't stop it, unfortunately. It does slow it down. It certainly took care of the pain. I had raging pain, as you can imagine, because I had exposed nerves. The nerve of the tooth was exposed. That's how much degradation. I mean, imagine the root of the tooth, which of course has a nerve and some blood vessels at its core, is all that was remaining. For one tooth at the time, and now two teeth are like that, I have another tooth that died at the root, but the crown for some reason is still there, sitting there. It's dead to some degree, you know, let's say 80-60% of the root of that tooth is dead. So I've got I've got major problems here. And then the jawbone surrounding the root of these teeth has shrunken away from the teeth, causing them to become loose. But it also shows that there's bacterial infection in that recession of jawbone. So I got some major problems that I have to address. And it's no small wonder that I have tension in my mouth. Duh. It probably caused the deterioration of my teeth or exacerbated. It came along for the ride. I don't know. One way or the other. So I need another circuit anyway, because the two ear circuits are not helping to relax my jaw entirely as much as I would like. It is reducing it, I have to admit, because, you know, the jaw muscles go up adjacent to or near the ears, so it is helping, but I still have problems in my lips area around my mouth and my tongue and in my jaw muscles. There's still tension. So I need a circuit there, and I realize now that everything above the crotch, we have to eliminate lateral movement of current so that all current is simply along the midline of the body and ignore, well, midline direction, parallel to the midline direction of the body, and ignore the fact that the body has two halves in a sense. But in a sense, I had to honor that because I had to put one circuit down one side of the head, you know, from one ear to one arm, and then the other ear to another arm, to its arm, two different circuits, but they're vertical in their orientation, parallel to the midline of the body. So, in a sense, we honor the midline, but we don't entirely ignore it. We honor it because we only allow electricity to flow parallel to the midline, okay? But now I can do something. Because I took away the grounding, or I'm envisioning the possibility that to take away the grounding point from the forehead, now I got to put it somewhere. Now the whole body is covered, so I got to open up a spot. Now, where do you suppose I would open it? I'll give you 2 seconds to think about it. The penis, or the vagina in the case of the woman. Because I have 3 points of connections in that circuit, which is a little unusual to have 3 points. It shows that I'm taking up extra space because I couldn't think of what else to do. So what I think I need to do is take away the penis as part of that circuit and instead use the penis or vagina as a grounding point instead of the forehead. Now, I always felt that the forehead and the penis is a kind of analogs to each other, sex and the third eye. Because we lose our sexual activity when we reach enlightenment, when the crown chakra opens up. But we still have it, even when the third eye opens up. And it's a constant give and take between our desire for sex and our desire to... I mean, think of it this way. The sex indirectly creates, by way of the generative organs of the gonads, but the third eye also creates, but it creates directly. Directly manifests what we want to create. There are two chakra petals in the third eye chakra. One is concerned with manifestation, and the other has to do with D, or not unmanifestation, taking something out of manifestation. And what can we take out of manifestation? Well, we are required by the laws of karma to take out of manifestation whatever we put into manifestation to create a circulation. Otherwise, we get a build-up, a congestion, a traffic jam, and then we can't manifest things anymore. And then we wonder why life sucks, why our desires are not fulfilled, because we haven't taken out of manifestation prior desires that we manifested. We've created a gluttony of congestion of junk. I mean, talk about, you know, most people, you know, they want to live in a nice home and not cluttered with junk. But karmically, that's what our life is made up of, junk. And we have to dematerialize. Literally, that expression, I will eat my hat if I'm wrong. Well, you have to eat your hat anyway. If you want to keep the karma in circulation, if you want to make room for new karma, you got to take some of it out of commission, out of manifestation. And we don't do that. And that's why life sucks, because we can't fulfill our desires, because we have a congestion of old karma cluttering our aura, connected to ourself. It's not just our aura, but it's out in the universe. It can be millions of miles away, because there's nowhere else to put it. There's so much congestion near ourselves, we got to put it a million miles away. Whatever. The point is, we got to take it out of manifestation if we want to put more back into manifestation of a newer, better design. We got to take the old crap out of manifestation. And so what we have is the generative organs that create bodies indirectly, but we also have the third eye that can do that directly. But it also can take things out of manifestation directly as well. We just haven't opened it up. We haven't realized what it's for. Anyway, these two methodologies, direct versus indirect creation or manifestation, and it's no small wonder that the sword is patterned off of the shape of the penis, so that in Sanskrit, shastra literally means sword that cuts both ways. And shastra is normally reserved for, in the vernacular, to refer to scripture or science. Brahma shastra, the science of the creator. Or yoga shastra, according to the 7th chapter interpretation of the Bhagavad Gita of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. At any rate, so it's quite possible that the penis or vagina is another point to connect our earthing open circuit to the body, considering that there's hardly any room left. So that frees up that area. So what it means is that now I have to use the legs for lateral movement of amperage. So now I have to move that circuit down from the crotch to the base of the feet, more or less, and in which one foot is going to be the positive lead and the other foot's going to be the negative lead. Well, that's easy to guess. Leon Ernest Eamon tells us, and this may be the only place where we literally quote Leon, because we haven't up till now. We've simply taken the relaxation circuit of Leon Ernest Eamon and applied it to the voltage mapping of Robert O. Becker, in which he did not discriminate between lateral charges of the body, namely left versus right side of the body. His was parallel to the vertical orientation axis of the physiology. So now this may be the only place where we can put into position Leon Ernest Eamon's lateral polarity of the body, namely at the feet. So if since I'm right-handed, now it's going to matter whether you're right-handed versus left-handed, and thirdly, whether you're a member of the 1% of the population who's right-handed, who has inverted all your polarity positions on your body, according to Leon Ernest Eamon, which probably affects Robert Obecker's view of the world as well. In other words, if you're right-handed, your right foot is no longer positive if you're suffering from this condition of PTSD, in my vernacular. Instead, your right foot becomes negative and your left foot becomes positive. So what Leon said to do in a case of PTSD is you give similar. You do not give the opposite. You do not give relaxation. You give tension. And after several sessions, the body will revert back to its normal status of non-PTSD, normal mapping of the voltage gradient of the physiology. In other words, if you're right-handed, your right foot will be positive. It'll revert back to that, and your left foot will revert back to negative. But that's the only way to do it. You can't apply a relaxation-oriented polarity of connecting a bio circuit to the physiology to somebody who's suffering from PTSD, because they will hate you, they will hate relaxation, they will fight it, because they want tension. That's why they're in a permanent state of inversion, because of their state of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. So you give them what they are. You give them tension. You give them a tension circuit oriented circuit to their tension oriented body. In other words, you give, if you take Robert Obecker's circuit, his closed circuit, you apply the positive lead of his circuit to the positive foot of a right-handed person, and you apply the negative lead of Robert Obecker's circuit to the left foot, negative foot of a PTSD individual. Thus, you're creating a tension circuit, not a relaxation circuit. You're creating a tension-oriented bio-circuit when you connect Robert Obecker's circuit in this manner to such an individual, because you're creating similars. You're connecting similars. You're connecting the positive lead of Robert Obecker's circuit to the positive foot of a right-handed person who's suffering from PTSD. And conversely, you're also connecting the negative lead of Robert Obecker's circuit to the negative-oriented left foot of a right-handed person suffering from PTSD. So now you're creating increased wakefulness. You're creating increased tension, which is what the person wants. Somebody in PTSD feeds on PTSD. See, they feed on tension. They want more tension. They want more excitement. They want more pizzazz. They get bored if you give them relaxation. What? Meditation? What's that good for? Earthing? What's that good for? The last thing they want is relaxation. They want tension. And those are the people who don't get it. Namely, they don't get earthing. Because earthing relaxes the tension of the body by grounding out excess voltage. Well, they don't get it when they're given a relaxation-oriented biocircuit, because they don't get the purpose of relaxation. The purpose of yoga is to induce relaxation to create higher states of consciousness. They don't get it. So you give them tension as many sessions as need be until they somehow their nervous system just miraculously flips back into its normal orientation of wanting to be relaxed instead of wanting to be tensed. We don't know how. Leon didn't know how either. So we'll just leave it at that and let somebody else discover why, the mechanics of how. It just happens that way. That's just how it's done. So now we got to worry about that, because now we got three oriented nervous systems that we got to accommodate. A right-handed person, a left-handed person, and a person who's right-handed, in my view. That's my guess estimate, that it only happens to right-handed people that they become PTSD. Lefties are immune to that. And I covered that in a BioCircuit episode on my YouTube channel playlist of the BioCircuit. I don't remember which episode, but I won't get into it here. Suffice to say that, anyway, moving right along. But now we have to worry about that because we're creating lateral movement of energy across the body between one leg and the other. So since I'm right-handed and I'm not in a state of PTSD, I like relaxation-oriented biocircuitry. So I will connect in my experiment. I will take the foot circuit off of the penis. I will take the negative electrode off the penis, and I will place it on my right foot, and I will disconnect the right foot connector that is coming from my left foot, because I'm sharing that positive lead from Robert Obecker's circuit to both feet. So I will take away the extension, shall we say, of that negative lead that's going to the right foot and just remove it, but retain the positive lead going to the left foot. So I'll have positive lead going to left foot and negative lead going to the right foot, and that will be my new setup to try out for the feet. But and then I'll have the penis freed up so that I will be able to apply the grounding lead of my open circuit, my grounding enhancement circuit, to the penis. Which is what I've been doing in the past before I got involved with applying Robert Obecker's circuits to the body. I didn't know what else to do, so one of the things I tried doing was simply grounding the penis to the earth, you know? And that's what I'll be doing again. I'll be reverting back to that because I really have an interest in applying a circuit to the facial area, particularly the mouth, because if I don't do that, I got to go for reconstructive surgery. I'm losing my teeth over the past 2 years. Literally, whole chunks. A whole crown came off of one of my teeth, a canine. My upper right canine. The whole crown just broke right off. But I saved it for a while before I got tired of it and threw it away because I was very much intrigued by the fact that I had built up a huge layer of enamel on top of that tooth. Unfortunately, I had a cavity underneath that weakened the structure, the internal structure of the tooth. And so, you know, it was just a foregone conclusion that that tooth would break off eventually, you know, eating crunchy foods. And I like to do that, crunchy, sticky foods. It's the last thing I should be doing with my weakened teeth. But I do it anyway because I like crunchy foods, sticky foods especially. So that whole canine broke off. And when I washed it, rinsed it off, and I looked at it, there was this very clear, translucent enamel that extended off the tooth towards the root. So I could see right through it. And I was amazed and impressed that I had been able to develop due to the fact that, you know, I'm taking bone meal on an irregular basis, and that helps alkalize the saliva so that you can help rebuild to some degree the enamel on your teeth. Unfortunately, so that protects the teeth from degradation from bacteria, but that does not protect the teeth from eating sticky, crunchy foods when the internal structure of your tooth is already has degraded. And it was just a question of time between all that stress. I probably had a hairline fracture, and it just, you know, broke off eventually. So now I have just the root and exposed nerve and blood vessels in that location. No tooth, you know, no crown. So I literally got a gaping hole there because I got another gaping missing crown just behind it, you know. So I got two missing teeth there. So I got major problems in my mouth, so I really can't afford to worry about argyria. I could step up vitamin, you know, usage to disallow silver to be lodged in the body, you know, lots of selenium, vitamin E, MSM, vitamin C, and trace minerals from seaweed. Those five ingredients, I could step them up now at the same time that I'm taking, you know, putting a silver electrode in my mouth to create a circuit in the facial area between my forehead and the inside of my mouth. I could do that. Or I could just say, oh, the hell with it, and let myself turn blue, you know? Because that's what's going to happen within about 2 years' time. Noticeably within 1 year, if I create the circuit for the face, for the mouth, for the facial area, for the mouth and the forehead. And I feel I need one circuit to to go through an artificially induced wound of sorts to reach the inner tissues of the body and bypass the skin. Because I feel that this whole body regeneration of the body is not, the whole body application of Robert Obecker circuitry is not working to my satisfaction, because there's no gaping, constantly gaping open wound. To get past the skin, the resistance of the skin, which is the shield of our body, and get to the inner tissues of the body, because I feel that's the only way to apply silver to the body through an electric current is past the resistance of the skin. And this only happens on occasion if we should have a wound. But how do we do this on a regular basis and regenerate the body? Well, the vagina and the mouth. That's the only way to do it. And here's something else I have to mention. I applied a silver electrode to the inside of my rectal area and applied a circuit. What I did was I took the manhood cover off my penis and I replaced it with a silver electrode up my butt. And I did it twice. The first time I applied a positive charge to my rectal area, then the second time I applied a negative charge. And the second time created a weird condition in which the electrode got stuck to the inside surface of my rectal area. And when I removed that, it created an anal fissure of sorts, and I bled for several days. It took about a week for it to heal on its own. So, and also a lot of gunk got stuck to the silver electrode because it got electroplated. It was a negative electrode. So the body was positive, the electrode was negative, and apparently some of the flesh got stuck, adhered to the electrode. So the only safe way to put an electrode up the butt is to make sure that electrode is a positive charge and not be negative. That possibly could apply to both the mouth and the vagina as well. It should only be a positive electrode of Robert Obecker's circuit, not negative, or else you may run the risk of causing the inner lining of the tissues of the body, namely the inner lining of the mouth, or the inner lining of the rectal area, or the inner lining of the vaginal walls, to become adhered to the silver electrode in an hour's time, because that was the session I had, that second session when I made the silver electrode negative inside my rectal area. It was about an hour-long session. The first session I had when I made the silver electrode up my butthole positive was, I think, a 2 to 3 hour session, and I had no problem removing it from my rectal area. So that shows that I was driving silver off the electrode, so there was no way the skin was going to adhere to it. But by driving skin, dead skin layers, or regenerative skin layers of the mucosal lining of the anal and rectal area off that mucosal skin layer and onto the silver electrode, meant that I was gluing, literally gluing, the flesh, my flesh, onto that silver electrode. And that's why it got stuck. So you see how powerful electrical flow is, even though I had a pretty high resistance. At that time, I think I was using either 200 K ohm resistance or 1 mega ohm resistance, somewhere in that ballpark. Or 10 mega ohms, I don't know, somewhere, but not 100 mega ohms. I don't think so, at any rate. My dim memory, since it was a little while ago. It's probably in one of the prior episodes, but whatever. So, it's amazing what current can do, even though it's weak. Even though we put so much resistance to weaken it. Simply by changing polarity, we have to be very cognizant of what we're doing, what polarity we're using. You know, with grounding, it's, you know, that complication is removed. We don't have to worry about it. But, you know, for the most part, because we're using an open circuit, so there's no danger, even if there is polarity there. We don't have to worry about it. But with a closed circuit, we got to worry about it. No matter how weak we make the amperage and how weak we make the millivolts or microvolts, whatever, it's still a closed circuit. And we have to worry about polarity. We have to be concerned about that, because it's going to make a difference about the outcome. So I think for the vagina and the mouth and the rectal area, any orifice in which we have an inner lining of the mucosal lining of the body tissues, we have to use a positive electrode because we have to make sure that we don't cause the flesh to become glued to the electrode. But for the outer surface of the body, we can use a negative electrode if we want to. It's safe because the skin, you know, it sweats and, you know, it's not going to stick to the skin. The skin is more than just an electrical resistor. It's a resistor in the sense that it's not going to glue itself to other surfaces. At least it's going to have some resistance to that action, to some degree. Obviously, with a strong enough current, you'll burn the flesh and it'll get glued. So, you know, there's a point at which, you know, it's not, you overcome the safety factor. You override it. But if you don't create current strong enough to burn the skin, then there's no reason for the skin to adhere to anything, regardless of what polarity you use. So we don't have to worry about it. But for the inner lining of the body, we do have to worry about it. And so we have to be concerned about what polarity we use inside the mouth, inside the vagina, or inside the rectal area. And it should only be positive and never be negative. Now, the penis at the moment is negative, and my two legs are positive. So I, you know, if I'm grounding the penis, that's okay. But I'm not grounding the facial area anymore. So I have to put a positive lead into the mouth and a negative lead into the forehead. That's one circuit. And then take one lead off the penis and ground the penis. And then set up a relaxation biocircuit-oriented application of Robert Obecker's closed circuit to the two legs, such that I'm applying, since I'm right-handed, I apply a positive lead of Robert Obecker's circuit to my left foot and the negative lead to my right foot. Now, if I'm left-handed, I'll do the opposite, because my left foot, the left side of my body below the neck, is positive, and above the neck, it's negative. So applying it merely to the feet, if I'm left-handed, I will apply a positive lead to my right foot, because my right foot will be negative, and I'll apply the negative lead to my left foot, because my left foot will be positive. But I'm not left-handed, so I won't do that. I'll do the opposite. Since I'm right-handed, my right foot is positive. That means I apply a negative lead to my right foot, and I apply the positive lead to my left foot, which I'm already doing. I just keep it there. I just remove the extension that came off of that went to my right foot, and I remove that because now, and then I remove the negative lead off my penis and apply it to my right foot, and then reconnect my grounding connection to my penis. So that pretty much covers my latest update. And I'll make a circuit tonight, my sixth closed circuit of Robert Obecker scheme. Again, 100 mega ohm resistor. I keep to that. You know, all the circuits should probably be the same. So you just got to pick a resistance that you want to use and use it for all the subsections of the body. Don't vary it. It's just going to create havoc for the body, unless you're dealing with a wound. Now that's a special case. If you should get a wound, let's say, on the outside of your cheek to the side of your mouth. Okay, now you take that electrode out of your mouth and you apply it to that wound. And it just so happens it'll be positive. And you'll apply a positive charge to the wound area using a silverized nylon gauze to your wound on the side of your cheek until it heals, and then you won't do it anymore, and you'll replace that electrode with, you know, a silver electrode of some sort, either a wire or a commodity disc, and you'll put that back in your mouth. Now, the commodity disc is only 3/9 fine. It's not 4/9 fine of the silver wire that I bought, and so I suspect there may be an issue there, that it might be worthwhile to create a silver electrode that specifically for the mouth that is not the silver commodity disc of 3/9 fine, but instead a silver wire of 4/9 fine. So because that's what we use when we create silver colloid in a silver colloid generator. So probably what I'll need to do is do a short loop to pass in the mouth and back out again, and then, you know, so that I don't have any rough end of the wire sticking into my mouth, and then I just wrap the two ends together, so to speak, outside the mouth so that neither end of that wire is inserted in my mouth. Safety first, no sharp objects inserted into the mouth, so I'll just have a wire go in and back out again, and that'll be my positive lead. But it'll be 4/9 fine. So I have to make a circuit, but I also have to make the electrode for the mouth, and I already have the electrode for the forehead. It's that same silver commodity disc, which will now move back to the forehead, and I have to create an electrode for the mouth. So I have to create an electrode for the mouth, and I have to create the circuit for both electrodes for the facial area, and I have to create a whole new, and then I'll change the electrodes for the feet. So right now, I have two bed pads for the feet, but they're spread out such that they're kind of acting like a half earthing bed sheet across the foot of my bed. So what I'll do is I'll just separate the two earthing pads so there's a gap in the middle, and one will be positive and the other negative. The one for my left foot would be positive and the one for my right foot will be negative. And I'll spread my feet, slightly spread eagle, so that one foot will be on one earthing bed pad and the other foot will be on the other earthing bed pad, and I'll create a circuit between them, and they will not short out because I'll have them spread eagle, and I'll have the Robert O'Becker circuit between them. So that should work out, and then I won't have to use a wristband connector for each ankle, which, I'd prefer not to do. I'd prefer just to lay my legs down on top of the earthing bed pads and make a simple, since I'm not squirming, I lay down into the BioCircuit session, and I spend about an hour and a half in it, and I don't move a muscle unless I have to itch, a scratch somewhere on my face or something. But I don't move or scratch on the underside. I had an itch this morning on the backside of my knee area, on that crook of our knee on the backside. So I had to raise my whole leg to be able to reach it with my arm. But at any rate, so the only wrist connectors I have are around my wrist, the wristbands around my wrist that connect to my ear to the ears, the two Robert O'Becker circuits. But for my legs, I'll continue to use the earthing bed pads, and I'll just separate them. I'll move them apart so that they don't short out, and keep my legs spread eagle, which I've been doing anyway, and I'll just lay them down, one on each earthing bed pad. So that's pretty much a rundown of what I'm going to be doing and why. And I am taking risk, turning blue. I went to pee, and then something dawned on me while I'm sitting there peeing. I have to create another circuit, another closed circuit of Robert O'Becker, and apply it to the penis and the rectum. And I have to bring back the negative lead connected to the penis and put the positive lead into the rectum, so that I'm applying silver ions both to the inside of the mouth as well as the inside of the rectum. This is what I gotta do. That means I've run out of room. Where do I ground the body? Until next time, I have no idea. I've just about used up every spot on the body I can think of. I don't know. I have no idea. The crown chakra? I don't know. I got hair there. How am I gonna put a contact at the top of the skull to ground out the body? I don't know. I have no idea. The nose? In between? I don't know. I don't know where to ground the body. The nipples? I don't know. That's another circuit we could do, you want to add circuits, so you could have one going from one nipple to the other nipple. But excuse me. I'm not supposed to do lateral crossing across the chest. So I couldn't do that. So I'm not going to speculate. No, I don't want to speculate. I'm going to leave. So that's another area left open, or the nipples. Because think about it. 30%, I forget what the figure is. 10% of the male population, let's say. I can't remember the figure. A certain portion of the male population has mammary gland tissue underneath their nipples. So that if they merely took a breastfeeding pump, an electromechanical breastfeeding pump, double action, both nipples simultaneously and worked their nipples, within about 6 weeks they'd have lactation, just like women can do, who don't need to get pregnant in order to lactate, and don't even need to take hormones, although that helps. But just stimulation of the nipples alone over a period of 6 weeks will start a drop going, and then several more months or weeks will get a minuscule amount of blood to come out, milk to come out, enough at least to minimally breastfeed, if you adopted a baby, for instance. But only a portion of the male population. I thought that it was the entire male population initially when I first investigated this, but that was because I was being, the power of positive thinking taken to the point of delusion, in excess of reality. The reality is only a portion of the male population have mammary tissue underneath their each breast, underneath each nipple, and to be awakened, because very rarely are there men in which the mammary gland tissue is already active, all the time. That does happen on rare occasion, but it's very rare. But a larger than that portion of the male population do have dormant, potentially active mammary tissue underneath their breasts. It just has to be woken up. I'm unfortunately the other part of the male population who has no mammary tissue underneath my breasts. I found that out the hard way by pumping and nothing happens. So, well, no, I got bliss out of it, but I didn't get any lactation. So, and I did, stretch my nipples a little. So, a circuit could be designed to connect to the nipples of the body to stimulate regeneration, or generation, I should say, of mammary tissue that never got generated in the first place, or if it was generated in, say, my fetal period, when I was inside my mother's womb, it quickly degenerated at some point, either post-birth or before birth. Be that as it may, there is the possibility I could apply another circuit to the nipples, or a pair of circuits, because I don't know where I would connect them to. The nostrils, maybe? Maybe that's it. Maybe that's two circuits, one each. Because the nostrils are above the neck, they have inverted polarity. So like the ears going to the arms, I would simply run one circuit from the right nipple to the right nostril, and then another circuit from the left nipple to the left nostril. And that would take care of the nipples. So literally now I have four more circuits to devise. Two for the nipples and nostrils, one for the mouth and forehead, and one for the anus and the penis. Along with changing, the electrodes of the foot circuit to just go from one foot to the other foot and not include the penis. So I got a lot of work to do. That's putting it mild. But at least I understand that I can go to town with this conceptualization. I can, my God, increase density of Robert Becker's circuit, shrinking the subdivisioning of the body down smaller and smaller by subdividing it more and more into more and more subdivisions of smaller and smaller area. To focus on smaller, on specific areas of the body that are not being addressed. The nipples, I'm not addressing that, the mammary tissue. I moved my sternum connection to the backside at the base of my shoulder blades. So I don't even have anything in the upper chest area anymore. I have a gap there. I've created a gap. I've got a belly button connection and I've got a throat connection, but in between the belly button and the throat, I got nothing on the front side of my torso. So here is a whole open area that I can go connect two circuits to each nipple so as not to cause cross current to go across laterally across the heart. So, wow, my mind is just, I'm wowed at what I can do here. But there you go. I got it. Ground the sternum. And not, well, I could still use the nipples if I wanted to in a circuit that runs from each side of the body nipple to its corresponding side of the body nostril. if I wanted to. So I'd have three circuits in the chest area. I'd have the two nipple circuits running from the nipples to the nostrils, but then I could would have a third circuit, regardless of whether or not I make use of the nipples and nostrils. I'd have a third connection point at the sternum on the front of the chest going to ground. So there you go. I might as well add, there's a lot of room, wiggle room for tweaking. Where exactly does the facial connection of the nostril, of the nipple circuit actually end up going? Does it go to the nostrils or does it go to the cheeks? Does it go to the eyeballs? Somewhere in the facial area between the mouth and the forehead. Could be anywhere, really. There, what's the ideal place? I don't know. Maybe it's the nostrils. Maybe not. Maybe it's the cheeks. This is something to find out. But as I've said before in a prior episode or two, when we connect to a zone, a subsection, when we have the body divided up into subsections, then we further divide each subsection into its two corresponding zones, the positive zone and the negative zone, in which its opposite lead of the circuit goes to. So the negative zone on the body gets connected to it, the positive lead of the circuit, and vice versa for the other zone. But it's a zone. And so if you have an injury or an owie or something you want to treat in that zone, you can move the electrode around in that zone and treat any spot in that zone and still comply with the rule of opposites that Leon Ernest Eamon had described when creating a relaxation variety of his biocircuit. Namely, you connect opposite charges. So when you take Robert O. Becker's circuit, you have a positive lead and you pay attention to the negative lead, and where you put them on the body has to be the opposite sign on the body with respect to the leads coming off of Robert O. Becker's circuit, so that you create relaxation and bliss if that's what you want. Now, of course, if you're 1% of the population who's most likely right-handed, suffering from a permanent state, more or less, of post-traumatic stress disorder, you won't want to follow the rule of opposites. You'll want to follow the rule of similars, in which you connect the positive lead of Robert O. Becker's circuit to the positive zone of a subsection of the body, and also the negative lead of that circuit to the negative zone of a subsection of the physiology. In order to augment awareness and literally wake out of post-traumatic stress disorder, because it's a kind of a sleep, it's a nightmare. A nightmare of a sleep in which the person is walking around in, sleepwalking in, ever since they've had that trauma that put them into that state of PTSD. So you want to raise their wakefulness to the point that they make the breakthrough and their body inverts such, and their mind, such that their mind now wants to relax because it's normally in a state of relaxation, and so when it's not being active, it wants to relax even more. You know, there's a natural tendency of the mind to go towards greater happiness, you know, what Maharishi Mahesh Yogi says. So that means different things to different people, depending on whether or not they're in a state of naturalness or whether they're in a post-traumatic stress disorder state of unnaturalness, non-naturalness. And so you have to apply Robert O. Becker's circuit in a biocircuitry fashion according to the person's nature. Not only according to whether or not they're left-handed versus right-handed, if you're paying attention to left versus right lateral flow of energy. In this instance, I'm only doing that across the legs, from one leg to the other. All other connection points on the body are not lateral. They are vertical, parallel to the spine. So in that only one instance, you would have to pay attention to the rule of opposites versus the rule of similars. But in all the other zones of all the other subsections, you'd also have to pay attention. They'd just be vertical instead of lateral. And then you'd have, you know, yeah, but that's only, yeah, the lateral, you'd have to worry about whether the person is left-handed versus right-handed, you know, the 2 feet,
but also worry whether or not they are in a state of post-traumatic stress disorder, they're 1% of the population, or if they're just normal. But for all the other connections, for all the other zones of all the other subsections of the body covered by Robert O. Becker's circuit, in this current format that I'm developing, the only question that would arise is whether or not the person is in a state of PTSD or not. It would not matter if they're left-handed versus right-handed because we're not connecting laterally across the body, sideways. We're doing it a perpendicular to the lateral. We're doing it vertical, parallel to the spine. So there, left versus right won't make a difference, will not make a difference, whether the person's a lefty or a right-handed person. So these are all the little particulars to pay attention to. I mean, in a sense, the protocol is simple in concept, but in actual application, there are all these little details because I'm combining the technology of all these different guys. Robert O. Becker, Leon Ernest Eamon, at the very least, those two. Yeah, minimally, those two fellows. Because I want a whole body treatment, so I want to pay attention to the polarity of the body, the voltage mapping of the body. So I have to make use of both voltage mappings, both of Leon Ernest Eamon as well as Robert O. Becker, depending on which zone of the body I'm dealing with, whether it's the legs or everything else.